Well, John, you tell me, but having led that game twice, do you feel that you've let 2 points slip away there?
Yeah, we're lads are disappointed, obviously, because that late on, it always feels like a loss when you concede. But I think in the grand scheme of things, I think a point's a fair decision. I think they got into, put us under a pressure at times, went quite direct. But I can't fault the application and the work ethic from our players. And to come away and away from home and get you a good solid point and then take it into your home game again, then we can't really grumble. So I'm happy for the players. We're disappointed, of course, but I can't fault the application. I've just said to them, you've got to get your heads up now, and it's about pushing on now, because you can't take too long to get over that, because we've got a game on Tuesday. So we're going into that two games. Let's make it three games unbeaten now. Application, I thought, of our young team. When you think of the lads we've got in with Robbo, and we've got young Jack in there as well. Corey comes on late on. Young Liam Kinsella is one of our own. Amadou Bakayoko, Kieran Morris, we've got Reese and Maz. I've been speaking about it all year. We should be proud of these young players putting in a shift, and I don't think we are. But I'm going to keep saying it, because that's why I came into this position. I'm proud of this club, and I'm proud of them young players. They grafted today. Let's get behind them. Let's get behind them and see where it can take them. That's all I ask as a manager, and I thank all the fans for coming up, and I really do, but let's get behind these young players. And I'm disappointed, and so are they, but you know what, we've got to get behind them and push on now for Tuesday night.
We're over 600 here, and you had to absorb some stick again yourself, didn't you? But you're used to it now.
I'm used to it now, and it's honestly, I'm glad they're here, and I'm glad there's some emotion. And I've said before, it's when there's nothing and there's no emotion, that's when we have to worry. So they pay, and they've come up with that weather as well. Credit to the fans, because that's easy to stay at home and think it's not going to be on. So great for them to come up, and I'd like to thank each and every one of them. And if they want to keep singing about me, that's great. But I still think one day they'll sing in a positive for me. And I really do believe that. And I'd like to thank them from that.
And you tweaked the formation slightly, didn't you, with Joe Edwards moving in field, and he's rewarded you with a goal today.
Yeah, and he's really good for Joe to get his goal. I thought the game plan worked really well. I think he can release some press as well. I thought Amadou's, again, effort up top to occupy their two centre-halves was really good. So as a group, the game plan worked well. We knew we'd create a few opportunities. Julian started to show a little bit second half what he can be about, but that's his first game really. Understanding out of possession as well. I thought we were a little bit open in that second half, so that's why we flipped it round and put Erhan on in there. But their midfield is strong. I just thought we needed that extra midfielder in there just to try and nullify their threat with Spearing, really. It worked. We got two away goals. We're a little bit disappointed with especially the second goal. I think we should try and kill the game just before that. But it's a learning process. We've highlighted that, and all we can do is work on that for Tuesday.
And it was always the intention to give Erhan a bit of a rest, was it, today initially?
Yeah, it was. I spoke to Ernie. He's looked a little bit jaded. He puts in a big shift for the team, not just with his attacking play. And it's important that he understood that. Of course, everyone wants to play. I've got a full squad that want to play. I've got a really strong bench now as well. But I think from watching them and from knowing our strengths, I thought we applied our game plan really well and got the two goals, but a bit disappointed to concede late on.
A good moment for John Guthrie as well. Had a perfectly legitimate goal, didn't he, in the first game this season against these ruled out. And he scored today. And a couple of goal-line clearances into the bargain as well. He's had quite an afternoon.
Yeah, he has. I think he's had quite a season. I think he's been really impressive. Had to play every minute and come up. I know he's played League One, but he's come from League Two last year with Crewe. And I think he's been really impressive this year. And he's grown in stature game by game.
So on to Doncaster now on Tuesday night.
I don't know how they've got on today. Do you guys? No? Yeah, it's another game. Come thick and fast, and that's how we want it. We're here to play football. Training's great, but I think we enjoy the games, and we'll be all right. I'll get the lads' heads will be up. They're in there now getting the protein with Bradders, and we're thinking now about just recovering and preparing now, ready for Tuesday night. But we've got come through with no real niggles. A couple of kicks for Jack and Hammer. But Kieran, they'll be okay. He's just got a bruised foot. So hopefully we'll have a fully fit squad to pick from. And if we need to freshen up, we'll have a look how we are Monday.